Great. Right, we're recording. Right, Martha, can you tell me what you've learned so far in photography?
Mainly it's the use of the darkroom.
Oh, okay.
I spent a fair few months in there working it all out.
Yeah.
Because
Had you been in the darkroom before the course started?
I had, but not as much.
Right.
Like, I'd been in there once or twice, and I'd taken pictures on an old camera and just projected it. But now I've been using loads of pinhole photography. Been doing loads of pinhole photography.
Great.
And
with
that was
your
just
own
quite
pinhole
annoying.
Camera?
Yeah. So I had to make a pinhole camera.
Right.
And then the little dot was off centre and that kind of messed up for a while.
Right.
And then the paper wasn't a very high quality.
Uh-huh.
And then the chemicals were old. And then
so you've
some
learned
of them
by trial
disturbed.
And error then?
Yeah.
Right.
There was a lot of trial and error throughout the whole of that.
Was that a useful process to go through, do you think? If it had all worked perfectly the first time, would you have learned as much?
No. I wouldn't have learned as much.
It's a curious thing, isn't it, that you have to make mistakes to really learn something.
Well, it's better to have made mistakes because then you kind of learn in the optimum that you need it to be.
Yeah, and you have to solve your own problems in that situation, don't you?
It's better to have to solve your own problems instead of going, oh, can you just fix that for me?
Yeah.
Or just like, so how long?
Why is that? Why is it better if you solve your own problems?
Because I think if you ask somebody else to solve your problem, it's a bit lazy.
Yeah, true.
And it's just like...
There's a theory, isn't there, that if you are motivated enough to teach yourself something, it sticks more than if you're just receiving knowledge from somebody else.
You tend to enjoy it more as well.
Hmm.
So, like, if I'd gotten someone else to fix it straight away, then I would have been like...
You'd have no sense of achievement from
yeah.
that. Whereas if you fix it yourself and it works, then you've got that buzz of, oh, I did that myself.
And then you have a lot of, like, you can see all the things you've done. It's like, oh, I made this, even though I started at, like, a really low point. Like, I achieved so much.
Yeah. Yes, you can see the journey you've travelled, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. It's curious. That isn't the model of learning we have in schools, usually, is it? The model of learning we have in schools is there's an old guy or woman at the front of the room who knows a bit more about it than the students, and
yeah.
they... tell them what to do and then the students follow the instructions.
That's a bit boring, especially for art subjects.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that.
Do you think that model of throwing people in at the deep end and asking them to fix it themselves is something you'd like to see more of?
Yeah, well, you've always got to give them a little bit of help. You can't just be like, fix it.
Right.
You've got to say, this is what needs to be done.
Right.
Because in my old school, it was just like, it was a bit of paper on the wall that said, these are the chemical mixtures,
yeah.
do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have someone doing it for you
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
And
okay.
then it was kind of like common knowledge for the rest of the time.
So as
like,
well as the darkroom process and the tools and processes mm-hmm. in the darkroom, what else do you think you've learned?
I think that was kind of like the main bit, because everything I'd done in the past before. And like, I think... I've learned to look at images a bit more intensely than I used to.
Right.
Especially my own images.
Right, so you've got better at evaluating
yeah.
the work you've made yourself.
Because of, especially like in the last few weeks, I've, every like artist I've looked at,
yeah.
I've spent 20 minutes looking at their images and evaluating them.
Right.
And analysing them.
Right. And do you think you've got a fairly... good understanding of how to think about photographs now, how to
yeah.
ask
I think
the right
I know
questions.
More. Yeah, and I think I can ask the right questions.
Okay. What have you found the most difficult aspect of the course so far?
I used to struggle having good ideas, but then I was just like, it might as well go through with it, and then if it doesn't work, at least I know it's not worked.
Yeah.
So I just move on to something else.
Right.
Sometimes.
Does that mean you've got a bit more resilient then?
Yeah.
When things don't work out the way you wanted.
Yeah, it means
just
especially
see it as part
with
of the process.
Stuff, it was like you've just got to do more and more and more.
Yeah.
Until you get what you want.
So do you think that's built up some capacity in you for sticking with difficulty then?
Yeah, I think it's made me like work a bit harder.
Right.
Because I know I have to do it.
Right.
Because I know if I work harder, I'll get what I want out of it.
Yeah, the darkroom stuff's really just about putting the hours in, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't. It's not like Photoshop, you can't just kind of click a button and there it is. You've got to, it's work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a lot more time.
Manual labour.
Running around.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more of your hands smelling really weird.
Yep, they do smell like vinegar for the whole day. Anything else you found difficult?
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay. And what are you looking forward to learning in photography in the future? Is this something you'd like to do more of, or something we haven't done at all that you'd like to have a go at?
I kind of want to look more into film.
Okay.
But, like, that's kind of on the edge of photography, because it's like...
You mean moving images?
Yeah.
It's perfectly okay to do film and animation in photography. It's not on the edge at all.
It's not on the edge. Well, no. I want to look more into film.
If you wanted to make moving images, I mean, for actual film or video? Well, film is literally film moving through at 24 yeah. frames a second. Video is different, isn't it? Video is a scanned image,
I
not a
film.
Film.
Because, but I'm not sure I like the idea of everything being set up, or I don't like it, anything in a controlled environment.
Right.
So it would, like, I like to be.
Can you incorporate film into your project at the moment?
Yeah, because I'm doing evidence.
Right. So you could look at video artists. And artists who use film to document.
I think I was talking to my dad about something that's like the life of a £10 note or something.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like you're following it around for
yeah.
a whole day.
Yeah.
I think it was a little film.
Uh-huh.
It was just, and I was going to do it with the newspaper instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like on a train.
That would be nice. I mean, you could... Obviously, there's a grey area between stills and moving images. So Anna's practice that we looked at when we went on the visit to Tate... Britain.
Yeah.
She uses stills, but she turns it into a kind of... She moves the camera and moves the images around. So there's a kind of a midpoint between stills and moving images that you could explore, kind of like a grey area in the middle.
Yeah.
So you could begin with a set of still images, but then manipulate them in such a way and move the camera over them in such a way as to kind of animate them, you know, rather than just shooting video of a moving subject.
Mm.
You could actually have... You could explore the physical properties. It seems to me you're really interested in the physical properties of photography. Like
yeah.
The darkroom is a very physical... There's a physical object made.
Yeah, I feel like you're kind
digital
of getting something
images
more out of it.
Kind of... They don't exist, really, do they? Just in the ether.
I think it's a bit...
So maybe you could look at... Maybe you could look at the relationship between still images printed out and
yeah.
moving images and think about evidence in the process.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got a book on... film as a sort of an artistic practice if you want to borrow it.
Is it?
It's not, it's in my office, so
okay.
if you want to pick it up at some point. It's written by Tacitor Dean, who's a very famous artist who uses film.
Yeah.
She's a bit worried because film isn't made anymore, the kind of film she uses, so it's running out, so her practice is going to have to stop at some point or
yeah.
change. So this notion of film and the materiality of photography is a really live subject in photography at the moment. So lots of people are going back to photographs, actual photographs, and away from digital. Digital's kind of caused a bit of a crisis in the subject.
Yeah.
So you'd be right on trend if you did that. I do have a Super 8 camera as well, so if you can
I
get hold of...
I was looking to wanting to use one, but I didn't know if we had one.
I've got a Super 8 camera, so all you need to do is buy... You can buy still the cartridges for Super 8,
yeah.
and then there's one shop, I think, left in London that processes the film.
Oh, wow.
And you only get 3 minutes for each cartridge that you shoot, so... But if you want to borrow that and investigate that...
Yeah, I'd really like to use Super 8 camera.
And you can buy Super 8 film on eBay, other
okay.
people's Super 8 film, and then recut it.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be something you want to experiment
yeah,
with as well. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.